Now we're going to look at the gospel for this Sunday. It's Luke 17, verses 5 to 10. But I think you need a couple of the verses that precede that to understand, because the apostles, when Jesus tells them what he's going to tell them, they say, we need more faith. So you think it's some very abstruse, dogmatic thing that the Lord's teaching them. Not at all. Let me show you what I mean here. We're in chapter 17. It's all advice, this part, see, it starts off, I'll read it from this. This is Jerusalem Bible. If your brother does something wrong, reprove him. And if he is sorry, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times a day and seven times comes back to you and says, I am sorry, you must forgive him. Now that is not in our, those are the verses immediately preceding where we start. It would have been very helpful to put that in, because you see, the first thing that the apostles say is, you know, increase our faith, add to our faith. In other words, they get it. I have to forgive people who are insulting me and hurting me. I've got to have a bigger vision of life and of reality than I've got now. I thought it would have been very helpful, because those lines aren't in there. So the apostles, the text as we have it for the Sunday, see, the apostles say to the Lord, increase for us the faith. And you don't know why. Well, because they see that without it, they're not going to forgive everybody. That's why. Okay. So then the text goes on. You see, increase our faith. The Lord replies, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's a tiny, tiny seed. If anybody around your way is teaching catechetics to the children and goes to the trouble to get a couple of mustard seeds so the kids can see what they look like. I wrote away to friends in Israel and got a envelope full of them for the catechists here. A tiny, tiny thing. You see? If you had just that much faith, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. If you had that much faith, you could uproot that tree and send it into the ocean. Wow. That's his answer to, you see, this, the Lord that tells them, you know, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day, and returns to you seven times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. Whoa! That's why the apostles say, Lord, we need more faith. We can't handle that. And but the text for the day starts only there in verse 5. But if you're preaching that day, it's good to just read verses 3 and 4 so that you get the idea. This is not supposed to be for only faith heroes. It's for everybody. But we need to have a greater vision. Who is that asking my forgiveness? That's Jesus. That's my brother, sister. Especially this is important in families. Increase our faith. I got to have a better faith vision of what's really going on, or I won't have the resources when I'm confronted with this, to really forgive. Even if I say, yeah, fine. You're fine, but don't come around anymore. You know, then you're not fine. Then the Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. It's quite a challenge. Now, you see, we have to follow the Lord's chain of thought here. Because right after that, he says, who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat? Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I'm finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Now, that's a very powerful sequence of thought. So if I forgive somebody who's really deeply offended me, I could feel like I'm pretty good. And the Lord says, no, you just did what you were obliged to do. I just told you, you've got to do that. So is it hard? Of course it's hard. You might have to, you know, get somebody to pray with you before you can really do it, especially if it's an old wound, especially from the family. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And not only because it's psychologically more healthy for you, but because it takes a burden from the other person. Somebody has offended me, and really offended me, and maybe even changed my life. They have a burden, and I can lift it off by saying, I forgive you. Isn't it worth it? But that's why when the apostles are considering this option, they say to Jesus, increase our faith, make our faith bigger. We can't handle this without help. But do you see how important it is? You see, if we're going to get along, we have to be ready to forgive. Otherwise, we're not acting like Jesus, for one thing. On the cross, crucified, naked, in torture, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. So we got to do it. And you can get, you know, get a running start on it, pray about it, get somebody to pray with you so that your heart is released. And I remember once somebody, a woman, was telling me she had lived in an adulterous relationship with a man for a couple of years, and he went back home to Africa, and then she became a real Christian and knew that, in a way, this man had imposed himself on her. And so, though he was 1,000 or 2,000 miles away, she said, Lord, I forgive him. I forgive him. And that man's life changed over in Africa. He wrote to her asking pardon. She'd already given it. And his own life changed. It's powerful. What a power we have in forgiving. And so, now, that is the theme of the writing of the text. You see, is to be alert in faith. Don't let the chance go by to forgive. Pretty soon, you forget it, and it's festering in your heart, and you're kind of angry every once in a while, and you don't know why. Probably that. Or sit down sometime. Or make a general confession and say, these are the people who have offended me in my life, and I'm not sure that my forgiveness was really heartfelt. I want now, in the presence of the Lord, to fully forgive them. And it's very important. So, that's why the first part of this text, you see, is all about faith. Now, how does the second part go with it? Increase our faith. Look, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move that mulberry tree right into the ocean, you know? And then, who would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep, come sit down and take your place at table? No, no, you got more work to do. Why is that there? What is it saying, you see? Kind of saying, hey, Lord, look, I forgave, huh? He said, of course you did. You're obliged to. Now go get something else done. Have your supper later. I mean, I'm not a towering giant of sanctity if I forgive those, except if it's really something. I remember when I lived in Israel, there was a man, he was an author, pretty famous rather, and he had something way down deep in him, and he'd been in a concentration camp a long time, when he got out. So his wife took him to a psychiatrist up in, a Christian, I think, up in Holland. And that man used LSD to get people to drop down into the depth of their being, kind of, you know. So he dropped the acid, and then he waited a while, and then he began to speak. And this is what he said. He was speaking Hebrew. He's Polish, but he lives in Israel. But you can see how in every Jew, how Hebrew is so deep. They just, so he said, Yeshua, Yeshua, Lama, Jesus, Jesus, why? All that I suffered, all that I saw. And, you know, now I'm supposed to let him go, forgive. And he said, you forgave those people, but they wiped out my whole family. But he was happy. He finally was able, in touch with that, to forgive. An enormous accomplishment of the human spirit, sustained by the Holy Spirit. But, you know, when you think of what some people have to forgive, you know, I know that you suffered. I know that it would, but they wiped out my whole family. And of course, in the Jewish world, that's everything. And, it was a healing moment for him. So, I think that the level that our Lord is moving at is at that level. You see? Forgive, forgive. Don't hold a grudge. And if you're able to do that, then you're like a good servant. And you can say, you know, yeah, I'm not doing you any favors. I'm just trying to do my duty here. I did what I was obliged to do. Forgive. It's not a choice. I either want to be with Christ, therefore I forgive, or I don't want to be with Christ. What do I get? I get my anger, my unforgiveness. Much better to have the Lord Christ. And that's the point of this parable, you see. And that's why it's a, see, another one of these things, you see, it's faith alertness. Know the score. Know what's really going on. Don't let your faith get obfuscated by anger or pleasure or whatever, distraction or movies. And forgive. Amen. Mm-hmm.